kings and armies came together at the waters of the Nile. Pray with me and speak with me and think with me, brother, as we speak from this particular thought. I ain't going down when I fight. And one down. Joshua had the awesome responsibility of stepping up and following in the footsteps of one of the greatest men ever lived, the man who God spoke face to face by the name of Moses. Now, whether you realize it or not, that's an awesome responsibility when you look to follow anybody who God has spoke to face to face. But yet, he took the assignment. Joshua took the assignment. He took the mantle. He took the responsibility that God had given him to do something that Moses could not do. Moses led the children to Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage, but Joshua had the responsibility to lead them to the promised land. Now, people, there are some folks in here this morning that God has given an anointing, an assignment to on your life for you to do something that only you can do. Come on, talk back to me if you can. Yeah, no, nobody can do it for you. No one else can take your place. The calling has been given to you. The assignment has been given to you. And for you only. The children of Israel has wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years trying to get to the promised land. And when Moses died, Joshua stepped up. It was now his time that the anointing was placed to lead the children of Israel to the place that God has prepared for his children. Now, in order for him to conquer and to reach these promised land, there were some things that Joshua had to do. Now, if you are to reach the destiny that God has set for your life, you're going to have to fight. I ain't getting no amens on that. You're going to have to fight. I know that. I know that right now, that doesn't excite you. I know you know people like that. They don't get excited. They don't jump up and down and raise their hand and shout all the praise about something like that. But if you're going to reach the destiny that God has for your life, you're going to have to roll up your sleeve, kick off your shoes, and get ready to have a knockdown, drag-out, bloody fight. Listen, you can't wait for folks to hand something on you on a silver platter. Nobody going to give you nothing on a silver platter. For you to get what God has want you to do, and want you to get to do what God wants you to do, and to achieve the things that God has called on your life. Church, you gonna have to fight and fight hard. Put your gloves on. Put your mouthpiece in, and get ready to blow for blow. You gotta fight. So look at you. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor. You better get ready to fight, dog. Now in this text, we find story after story where Joshua is fighting battle after battle, victory after victory, one nation after another. Yes. As a matter of fact, Bible readers, Joshua is going to have a fight. He fought 31 times during the course of his life. He's going to win 30 out of the 31 battles. But, and at the one battle that he lost, Joshua went back and recuperated, and he came back. And he wore an act there. But let us know that that lets us know that you're going to lose some fights sometime. But the battle is not yours. So don't you get up. Oh, get up. Give up. And don't go and say, when I'm through, I'm throwing the towel. Because God is just giving you a chance to catch your breath, get some strength, and get right back in the fight. Get tired. God just wants you to put on the whole armor. Because the war is not flesh and blood, but a against the rulers and authorities and against the powers of this wicked world. And in order for you to get what God has assigned for you, you got to thank the Lord. Because the reality is that anything worth having is worth fighting for. Listen, dear. When you expect the Lord Jesus Christ, when you accept him in your life, Satan says, "I see you. And now you become a threat to my kingdom." I've learned as a pastor, the closer I get what God is leading me to be, the closer I get what God is putting my destiny that he has set for me, the more problems will come. The more obstacles will come. The more situations will come in my life. But I made a determination. And I made up my mind. And you got to do the same thing and say, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. So that means if you're going to be everything that God called you to be and to do everything that God called you to do, it requires you to fight and fight hard. And I'm here this morning to tell you that the journey that you own is worth fighting for. I wish I had a witness in here. Joshua has fought many battles, man. He has conquered many kings and has taken over the land. And now the word has spread. Now he's faced with a major problem according to verse 1. Jabin, the king of Hazar, the Bible said he heard. And he sent word to the other kings, King Jobab, and to the king of Shishron, and to the king of Eshel. They said they heard. And then in verse 5, scripture tells us that the other kings of nations came together, and now Joshua is faced with a massive army that is camped at the waters of Merom. The Hittites, the Amorites, the Persians, all of the kingdom from the northern region and all of the kingdom east and west of Canaanite, all of them heard about Joshua and his campaign. I wish I had some Bible readers in here. And can I tell you, when you are doing something significant for the Lord, folks are going to hear about what you're doing. Come on, talk back to me now. That's why you got a lot of drama in your life. Because folks heard that you ain't doing drugs no more. They heard that you ain't drinking as much as you used to no more. They heard you're not out there in the streets. They heard you ain't partying anymore. They heard you ain't what you used to be. They heard that the change has come over your life. Listen, nobody talk about you or mess with you when you ain't doing nothing. But they talk about you because you are going somewhere and you are doing something with your life. The Bible said they heard. The Bible also said that all these kings came together. And you know, I discovered when you are going somewhere and folks don't like you, they're going to gang up against you. Even folks who don't like anybody, don't like one another or talk to one another, folks who don't even have anything in common, they all of a sudden become best friends. Got the Holy Spirit. And they would meet and come up with a plan to try to carry you down. Yeah, they came together at the walls of Merom. But there are some things that you must consider when your enemy comes up against you. The first thing is this, write it down. You got to anticipate a fight. Anticipate a fight. Be ready when your enemy come up against you. Yeah, some of you come in church and you are surprised by the way some folks act in church. Listen, the church isn't made up of folks who have it all together. Everybody in church don't know how to love at the same time. Yeah, we all are busted and disgusted people. We are jacked up on the floor in some way or another. So don't be surprised when folks stop talking to you. Don't be surprised. You got drama on every side. Drama on your job. Drama at home. Drama in the church. So don't be surprised. You just get mad at the fact.
Never mind.